Stu Walters.
Thanks for joining us on Sports Talk Weekend on this Saturday night. A bit of a lively second hour here, and we are joined live in Los Angeles outside Dodger Stadium, or maybe still inside Dodger Stadium.
I'm still on the top deck in Dodger Stadium, just watching everybody disperse the crowd. You can see the parking lot. You can see everyone leaving just like they were when Gibbs hit the home run and 20 years ago for the World Series.
That's right.
Hit a tail light in the parking lot.
Except the Dodgers didn't win tonight. That's too bad.
The Dodgers did not win tonight. And Stu, I got to tell you, that ended a 12-game home winning streak for games that I attended.
Oh, is that right?
Tonight, 12 games in a row I've been to the home team and won.
And you were a good luck charm.
Right.
We are talking with Douglas Booth. He's a Ladner guy. He is trying to get his name in the Guinness Book of World Records for most games attended in the least amount of days. And we obviously are on a cell phone, so we're getting a little bit of feedback, but bear with us. We're in an extra inning game. We were supposed to be on a landline, but these are the obstacles that we deal with on Sports Talk Weekend here, because the game has just ended and we basically got some live play-by-play from Douglas, so that was just great. Now, Douglas has about five or six games remaining on this quest. He is actually going to be in, you're going to be in Seattle tomorrow.
I'm going to be in Seattle tomorrow. I get to spend one night in my hometown. I get to go back across before I got to go to Arizona the next day from Bellingham.
So you're going to sneak a trip back, across the border?
Sneak a trip home, yeah, for one night. Get a fresh, clean pair of clothes and suitcase and everything and get a nice rest that I won't have to worry about waking up in an airport or a hotel and miss my flight or anything.
I wonder if the border guards are going to believe what you're up to.
Well, I got an access pass, so I got a kind of a nice free pass there.
All right. Well, what section are you in tomorrow? Do you know? Because I'm sure there's a few fans heading down the
I-5. I am going to be behind home plate eating rally fries with my friends, and we're going to watch the game right at the concourse right behind home plate. They have, you can stand on rail guard and watch the whole game from there. That's where I'm going to watch the game. I paid center field bleacher seats, but I watch the game from the concourse right behind home plate. If anyone wants to come down tomorrow, they can come and see me, and I'll be willing to talk to anyone that comes down.
All right.
Baseball and anything like that.
And you might have to share some garlic fries. Are you going to be wearing a jersey, a Griffey jersey or an Ichiro?
I'm going to buy an Ichiro jersey when I get there, so I'll probably wear an Ichiro shirt, and that's the whole deal of it. And I'll be wearing a Roots baseball red cap.
Okay, well, very good, very good. Now, a lot of people probably wonder, what goes into this, and we'll talk maybe about cost. We have about 5 minutes left here,
sure.
And we know last year, I think it was upwards of $20,000 that...
17.
Was it 17? Okay, we're in the media, we like to exaggerate, you know that, Doug.
Yeah,
now, this year, I'm sure that you're much smarter with your money, or at least your travel plans, is that
absolutely
correct?
Absolutely, yes, it's only half that.
It's only half that. That's good to hear. So this is literally planes, trains, and automobiles. Just tell me some of the nightmare stories. I think there was something that went on in Florida.
Sometimes the easiest thing that you can bank on is actually, it's just waiting to kick you in the butt around the corner. I had a game in Florida. It's 3.5 hours from Tampa. I was on Easy Street. I had no problem. Greyhound bus to go overnight to Tampa, no problem. Had a day game at 12 o'clock. Things rosy red. I get into a cab, doesn't speak English, takes me to the Greyhound bus depot where they repair the buses, not where they run the bus. But it looked like a depot from afar. So I walked in, and actually the security guy flagged me. I go, what are you doing here, man? You can't be in here. This is a restricted area. This is where we repair the buses. So I'm freaking out because the cab guy's already left, and
right.
I had 15 minutes to get this bus. If I didn't get this bus, that means I was going to have to go get a cab back to Miami Airport and rent a one-way car rent. I knew this in the back of my mind because
yeah.
I prepared in case of an extra inning game in Florida. So I had a one-way rental on the go if I needed it. But I didn't want to spend $150. It's in the bag, right? No problem. You
yep.
tell a guy I have to go to the Greyhound bus line. You expect to go to the Greyhound bus depot, not where they repair them. So
you're there with no cab at a Greyhound bus repair shop, not the bus depot.
This is where the gods are shining on me. My driver, I was in the second leg of my journey, had taken a car back because it didn't have the emergency light on, was there. I'm freaking out. I'm swearing. I'm saying four-letter syllables they can't receive on the field.
Yeah.
And he goes, hold on a second here. You're going to Orlando tonight? I'm your second driver. You know what? We don't normally do this. We are going to go on this bus. I'm going to get you where you need to go.
And he put you on...
Put me on the bus, took my ticket. He goes, you're good. He didn't scream me or anything. He goes, you're good. I was wearing a Yankee shirt. He felt compassion for me because he grew up in the Bronx.
Very, very good. So that was the gods were smiling on you there. So that's good. Almost a little problem in Cincinnati, Chicago. You talked about that one with the rain delay. Minor problem
yeah.
here, but that you got over that with the bus.
Dude, first 10 cities I went to in America, they were all threatened by rain. And we're talking eastern cities that normally have high humidity and no problem with rain at all in the summer. All rain. First 10 days. Only since I got to California last week and beyond that, I haven't had a problem with weather anymore.
Well, yeah, so the first part of your trip, you were very, very lucky.
Yeah.
The only doubleheader you missed was early on against Detroit.
Yeah, because of a bad stand pickup. And there you go. There's another thing with communication. Since that happened that day, I've been communicating with all these guys on every little facet of every pickup and everything to make sure that they are where I need them to be. I'm texting them saying I'm 15 minutes out. That day, they sent a rookie guy to pick me up, and he didn't know where, and I lost 30 minutes. Because I'm not saying I would have made it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, of course, I wouldn't have paid my other connection in Detroit because it was an iffy, at best, shot. So I'm not complaining. I still think I got a good chance of breaking the record. So,
all right, we're talking with Douglas Booth of Ladner. He's trying to get into the Guinness Book of World Records. 6 games left, and I apologize, folks listening right now, just for the crackly cell phone line. But this is, you know what? This is history in the making. 6 games left, and he'll be 30 games in 24 days. He's got 1 day's grace just in case something horrendous happens. So even if you do 30 games in 25 days, you're still getting in.
And 30-26 would tie, but I don't want to do that. I'm going to break this all out. I'm winning or I'm going home.
You want to be there solo.
Right.
In the Guinness Book of World Records. Okay, well, best of luck, buddy. And you know what? It doesn't look like weather can play a factor. Enjoy your time in Seattle tomorrow. I'm sure your friends will be coming down, and good luck getting past the border.
Can we give them the website, too, please, Stu?
Yeah, well, you said
post up. It's www.myspace.com/30, baseball games in 26 days. And 26 is the number 2, and that's one full phrase. 30 baseball games in 26 days. I get pictures that go up as I go to these ballparks. Someone puts them on air for me.
Excellent, buddy. Okay, we're following you, and we'll check in with you in a couple of weeks. But good luck the rest of the way, Douglas.
Thanks, Stu.
Okay, take care, bud. Douglas Booth going for 30 games in 24 days, and hopefully he gets into the Guinness Book of World Records. He's a local kid. We'll be right back after this.
You can spend a lot of time and a lot of money trying to get your hooks on a pink salmon, or you can catch